Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Black Bear with Hot Girl Bummer. More hits, more favorites. Fox of M. Oh, I got a little frog.
You okay there?
Yeah, I'm good. Right. Yeah, good. Thursday morning here. It's Nick and Reader hanging out with you. And Reader, I wanted to talk about Pizza Monday just really quickly because, of course, the weekend is upon us here, which means we're getting closer and closer to Monday. And I know people don't want to be thinking about Monday right now, but we want to convince you to think about Monday because there could be a tasty reward for just texting us on the first day of the week.
Just plan ahead.
Yeah, just start, get ready. Just why not start a message, 306-783-3699, get everything ready to go, and then on Monday morning, as soon as you hear the keyword, just hit send.
Just have it in drafts and ready to go.
Do you do that? I do that in my email. I don't do that with my phone.
I can't say I've ever done that.
I have so many drafts that I have sent to myself in my inbox because of stuff like show ideas, right?
Oh, okay.
But I never text myself or anything, but yeah, that might be a good idea.
I usually
right?
just Pre-plan? Use the notes feature.
Oh, okay.
On my phone to do that.
That's how Charlie Puth writes albums.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, if you want to win, we have got a good deal for you on Monday. So listen very carefully all day long, myself and Reader and Eddie and Patrick. We're going to give you a word to text us. When you do, you'll be entered in for a medium two-topping pan pizza from Domino's in Yorkton. It really couldn't get much simpler.
No.
You just got to text us. That's something that we love. We love getting messages from you guys, and we also love entering you guys for contests. And we also love food. Let's be real here.
It combines all the things that we love.
It combines the most important things when it comes to the show. So listen on Monday for that keyword to text in. You could win some pizza from Domino's on Pizza Monday.
Nick and Reader are big wrestling fans.
But inter-office disputes will not be settled in a steel cage.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Marshmallow, Be Kind. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM. And it's Nick and Reader Thursday morning. And of course, a good message, that song, I'd say. Be Kind. And I think.
And Rewind.
Sorry. Yeah, you know what? Do you think young people, this is going to make me sound terrible. I'm 30. Like, I shouldn't say young people. But do you think younger people know what Be Kind Rewind is?
Maybe that movie with Mos Def and Jack Black.
That's right.
It?
That yeah. was the name of a movie that came out. Boy, I was in high school when that movie came out as well. It's just, when I was a kid, I was terrified of the consequences of not rewinding my videotapes.
thought the video cops would come to your house and bust you for not rewinding.
Yeah, the family video police are going to show up and they're like, you are no longer allowed to rent Nintendo games or play on our play structure.
We are suspending your privileges.
You rented Captain America for the fourth time this month and you forgot to rewind it again, even though you're the only person renting that movie. I wonder if they do. Yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday because my Netflix came in. I mean, your Netflix expired yesterday.
Yeah,
too, didn't
I got an update. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I was thinking, you know, the Netflix is gone, so now I can't rent a movie, but I want to rent a movie, but I renewed the Netflix, though. But kids don't have that opportunity anymore. What, maybe that's my lottery dream, I think. Yeah. This is just the weird backwards way of me getting to my point, but I think that'd be the lottery dream for me. I decided. I would
just go back in time.
Yeah. Why not, right? Yeah, if you win the lottery, I think people would find that kind of nostalgic and fun. I mean,
the fun was always the browse and just finding something that you didn't expect. I'm like, I'm going to check this out.
The fun thing was the browsing and also being brave enough to walk down the horror aisle to see all the front covers of the VHS tapes because they always had scary stuff on them when I was a kid. Those are the things. I felt like a big brave guy that I walked through. Same with the Halloween aisle. If we're being real, like the Halloween aisle at Walmart when I was a kid, I was terrified going down there because all the scary rubber masks that were on the wall. So weird tangent this morning, though. But we want to hear from you out there listening because I guarantee that there aren't any young people awake right now. Maybe in Manitoba because of the time change. change, but I also don't want to paint with a broad brush. We love to hear from you. Give us a movie rental experience, whether it's your favorite video store. Maybe your local video store is still open. Yeah, maybe there are some video stores here in the listening area we don't know about. We'd love to hear from you. Either way, 306-783-3699.
Be safe. Wear a mask.
Not like Nick and Reader, though. Halloween masks are not appropriate. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Karis, C-A-R-Y-S. A little trouble there. It's called No More. It's brand new right here on More Hits, More Favorites, Fox FM. Nick and Reader with you on this bright and early Thursday morning. It's a little bit after 8 o'clock if you're in Manitoba. 7 if you're in Saskatchewan. Reader, it is the third week of September.
That's right.
And did you notice something outside?
Oh, cooler temperatures, leaves starting to fall down.
I want to talk trees and leaves because I'm not ready for it. Like, it's only the third week in September. It's still technically summer for a little bit longer.
That's right.
And the leaves are already starting to change colors. I was walking home yesterday. I took a photo of myself 2 weeks ago walking home from work, and it was gorgeous and green. I was outside. I was in front of the fire station. So okay. I was like, I'm going to take a picture, and it was beautiful. And then I took another one yesterday, and it was sunny and beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it was not feeling like summer, that's for sure.
It was looking a little different.
Looking a little different color-wise. We were mentioning this yesterday because you were driving through Duck Mountain on the way home from Swan, and you were noticing the colors looking great.
Gorgeous.
And yeah, I love when the trees and the leaves change color. Not this early, though. I feel like somebody just flipped a switch, and they're like, it's fall now. Like, I don't like that.
Everybody's out there, I'm going to rake up the yard.
So I thought we could put our brains to work here.
Okay.
So I've got in front of us, you may notice some strips of paper.
I see that.
Well, I took the liberty to find the remedy of how to make the leaves stay green even though fall is approaching. So I'm going to start it off here. I'm just going to grab one.
Okay.
Blue and yellow paint mixed together.
Oh, okay. Next time you're at a park, loudly mention to everyone how the tree should still be green. They might feel some shame and not change color.
Worth a try.
Ah.
Start telling every tree you see that it's actually St. Patrick's Day and pitch them for not wearing green.
Huh. Knit scarves for the trees in your neighborhood so they still think it's summer.
Walk around a park dressed in beach clothes carrying a beach ball.
Ah.
Right? The trees will be like, wait a minute, is it not fall?
You might be a little cold, though.
Maybe.
Wrap your Pilsner flags around the branches since we don't get the riders this year.
That's a
is it possible to get a rider flag without a Pilsner logo on it?
No, because I think you get them when you buy a Pilkey or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang space heaters from the branches of a tree.
That'd be a big power bill. Show them a video of someone breaking their leg. Always makes me turn green. Oh, boy.
And finally, green paint.
Huh.
If you have any more ideas or tips to help us keep the leaves from turning yellow and brown and all that too early, text 306-783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
That's Maroon 5. Fox FM, nobody's love. It's Nick and Reader hanging out with you, and it's Smile Cookie, not day.
It's Smile Cookie Week.
Smile Cookie Week. Yeah, I mean, all this week, Tim Hortons' Smile Cookie campaign has been on, and I thought it'd be a good time for us to talk about it.
Yes, just want to remind everybody, if you're looking for a sweet treat, a dollar from every Smile Cookie sold, the full $1 here in Yorkton will go toward Close Cuts for Cancer.
Yeah, as you guys know, every year Smile Cookies happen here in Yorkton at both locations of Tim Hortons, and it's usually Close Cuts for Cancer that they support. Mm-hmm. Great local charity. I mean, we have Leon here all the time talking about it, so it's a wonderful thing to help support, especially nowadays, and it's a good way to get a cookie as well, too.
Oh, absolutely. It's win-win for everybody, and of course, you know, some of the other Tim Hortons outlets in our listening area will be donating money to various groups in the communities as well.
Yeah, so I mean, it's almost 8 o'clock here or 9 o'clock in Manitoba, so if you're getting up and getting your morning coffee, consider getting a Smile Cookie
There's
as well.
There's really no bad time.
They're so good. Like, I don't want to, you know, try to, like, I'm prone to hyperbole. I get it. But they are so good. I mean, every year, Smile Cookie campaign here at work, we buy boxes and boxes of cookies just for everybody to have.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's one of my favorite times of the year because they're just delicious cookies. So,
exactly.
Hey, why not get a smile cookie? And I mean, we're not accepting smile cookies here. You don't have to buy us any. We're going to go get some of our own today. Mm-hmm. So maybe buy a friend or a coworker a smile cookie as
exactly.
well. Exactly. Dollar from every smile cookie is going towards Close Cuts for Cancer here in Yorkton and other local charities, depending on where you are in the listening area. Happy Smile Cookie Week, guys.
Fox FM's Nick and Reader. Favorite morning show of the six people still driving to work. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Big boy. All night. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM, one half of Outkast on this Thursday morning. And we've got two halves of the most handsome morning show in the listening area right here. Nick and Reader.
Yeah. So or I guess a
Nick
hole?
And Big Cool.
Yeah. Big Cool.
Big oh Cool. My. Hey, so we were talking. I showed this off, Reader. Did you see my ring today?
I did.
Somebody
see that.
Put a ring on it. No, I my mom gave me my class ring from high school. I was visiting and she said, oh, it's just sitting downstairs. So she wanted to give it to me and decided to wear it today because, of course, I mean, we're just in the first full week of school right now. And I thought it'd be kind of fun because I bet you there's some grads of the class of 2020 that are going to be wearing some rings in a couple months here.
I never got a class ring.
Really? Well, okay. How you had a big graduating class, though.
47.
I mean,
in our
for
grad class.
I mean, for a small town outlook conquest area. I mean, that's quite big to me. I mean, they just never came around. It was the Jostens people that came to our school.
I don't think we ever had the option to get grad rings, as far as I can remember.
Huh, that's strange. Because I mean, it's not too strange though. Because if I'm being real, I got this in grade 12, and I wore it throughout my senior year of high school and into university a little bit, but. I stopped wearing it when I was in university because I didn't want to be the kid wearing his high school class ring in a lecture in university. I was all self-conscious about it, though. So it's in pristine condition for being 13 years old.
I'm sure ours probably would have had a big blue stone on it because we were the Outlook High School Blues.
Yeah. I mean, I went to Evan Hardy in Saskatoon. Souls. We were the Souls, and the colors were blue and gold. So I have a gold stone, but you could also get a blue one when we were going there as well. I wanted to be different. My mom actually went to the same high school as me, and she still has her grad ring from 1976, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's cool that I got a matching ring with my mom now. Mm-hmm. But we want to see your grad rings out there. If you're listening right now, we posted the photo of my ring on the Facebook page. And also, I love this. Shara posted a photo of her ring. I'd love to see some grad rings. Maybe there's some class of 2019 or 2020 rings. Maybe some kids might have their grad rings already. Love to see them. Facebook.com/morefoxfm. Do you still have your class ring? Or maybe you're like Reader. You don't have one.
Nick and Reader aren't afraid of wild prairie weather.
Because they're Thunder Buddies for life.
All right, come on, let's sing the Thunder song.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's Fox FM. Nick and Reader hanging out with you on a Thursday morning. You may have heard yesterday, you and I, we were talking hard versus soft shell tacos.
The great debate.
Yes, because I'm a soft shell taco kind of guy, and you're a hard shell taco kind of guy. And
I love all tacos, but I prefer the hard shell.
We got a lot of people on the text line yesterday as well, too, because that's what we were doing. We were just asking you on the text line, what kind of tacos do you prefer?
Yeah.
Got an awesome message from our new best friend, Eduardo. He's actually from Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's married to somebody from this area, and he moved up here, and he educated us because, you know what? Sometimes you just got to get an expert when it comes to something that you may not know about. In fact, I didn't even know that hard shell tacos technically aren't even tacos. Yeah. He said that they're actually called tostadas instead. But you know what? Let's call this guy because he said we can call him. So.
Hello?
Hi, is this Eduardo?
Yes, it is.
Eduardo, this is Nick and Reader calling. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well.
Super good. I'm so happy you sent us that message yesterday. And I wanted to talk a little bit about hard shell versus soft shell tacos because you're actually from Mexico.
I am born and raised in Mexico, yeah.
So what's the difference between a taco and a tostada? Because you told me those are two different things.
Well, a taco, it's a soft tortilla, right? Something that you can easily bend and just put it in your mouth. And a tostada is hard, it's deep fried. Same corn tortilla, but deep fried.
So what would you prefer if you were given the choice, taco or tostada?
Oh, that's a tough one. But the truth is that I'm a taco lover. When I'm from, you see taco stands everywhere in every corner. So definitely a taco, no matter if it's chicken, pork, or steak. Oh, I'm sorry, because I was just walking. Yeah, any sort of taco. But on the other hand, you guys have to try a tostada. So you picture it's just a flat, deep-fried tortilla with some sort of topping, It could be chicken or beef, lettuce, salsa. It's so good.
Ooh. Dude, I'm drooling right now just thinking about
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
What do you think? What do you think the chances are that Reader and I start a taco truck here and you'd come and visit us?
Oh my God, you're gonna sold out in the first hour probably.
Well, you know what? Hey, if it's coming right from the person from Mexico, well, that's a good blessing
yes,
for us.
Indeed.
Eduardo, thanks so much for coming on the show, man. It's so nice to hear from you, dude.
No, thank you so much for calling me.
Right on, man.
You guys have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM. I like that.